This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. As we continue today with our review of atheism, showing that atheism is false and that it's high time that Christians, those who believe in God, who believe the Bible is His Word, believe Jesus Christ is His Son, and that to be saved men must obey the Lord Jesus Christ, we have been showing that it's time that we stood up and heard and were heard. That we raise our voices against the forces of atheism, those who would teach our children that they have evolved from lower forms of life, such as apes, and eventually from even rocks and dirt, which has no life, whatever. The atheist has no case, but if we do not raise our voices to show that such is the case, then atheism will have its effect among the young people, not only of our own nation, but around the world. Last time I was showing that atheism is false because it involves logical contradiction. And I come now to the second logical contradiction which I affirm is the case with atheism. Note that the atheist affirms that he knows, and this is the third proposition in this discussion, that real or objective evil exists, and therefore it is impossible for God to exist. And yet since he also claims, first, that nothing exists except molecules in motion, that is, matter. And secondly, that all living beings exist strictly as a result of the action of blind, non-intelligent, non-purposive, non-moral, non-spiritual forces. By implication, he holds also proposition number 4, which says, it is false to say that real or objective evil exists. Now note carefully that proposition number 4 is the contradictory of proposition number 3. And yet the atheist affirms both of these propositions. That is, he affirms both proposition 3 and proposition 4, whereas they are contradictories of one another. And therefore, since atheism involves the affirmation of logical contradiction, atheism is false. Now the third set of contradictory statements which are involved in atheism. The atheist affirms that he knows proposition number 5, which says, nothing exists except matter, that is, molecules in motion. And yet the atheist, in holding that man has at least some sort of freedom of will, otherwise why would he ever argue his case with us or with anybody else, also affirms proposition number 6, namely, it is false to say that nothing exists except matter. If nothing exists except matter, then man cannot react to situations which confront him by the exercise of the freedom of his will. He can only be a physical reaction to a physical stimuli, much like a man hitting a rock with a hammer or an axe falling upon a tree. Man's mind would be nothing more than the wood of a tree or the rock of a rock. But man is free, even in the view of the atheist. And that in spite of the fact that he insists that nothing exists except matter or molecules in motion. But my friends, there's something more to a man than there is to a rock or a tree or the water in a river. Man is a free being. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 11, verse 28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. You see, the Bible recognizes that we are free, that we can make up our mind to do what we know we ought to do, or we can do otherwise. And even the atheist himself knows that. I'm sure that I've never met a man on this earth, even though he says that he believes that man is not free, who really does believe it. You can take a man out to a bluff and show him that several hundred feet down there are jagged rocks and say, will you not jump off? He doesn't say, I'm just a rock, I have nothing whatever to do with that decision. He makes up his own mind. He determines not to do it. When he's standing on a railroad track and a train is coming, he doesn't just stand there like a rock would if it were lying on the track. He gets off of the track because he has freedom of will. But this is not consistent with his position that nothing exists but matter. My friend, the soul of man, the spirit of man also exists. We're free to make up our own minds about believing in God and loving the Lord Jesus Christ. Won't you be back with us tomorrow? Until then, it's my prayer that God will be with you and bless you in every way.